person who has been born. In Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna says in Gita, for one who is born, death is certain. So therefore, and below us, while we're going through this life, facing death at any single moment, we don't know when, below us there are these snakes. What are the snakes representing? The snakes are representing all the miseries of material existence constantly biting you, and old age creeping up on you at any moment. And above, oh, you're holding on to these branches. What is the branches? Your duration of life. No one knows how long. Could be 10 years, could be 50, could be 90. But no one knows, no one guaranteed how long. So then he's holding on to the branches. But we see that the branches are also gradually, bit by bit, being eaten away by two rats. What are those two rats? One is white, one is black. That represents the day and the night. Every day, every night, every day, every night, your duration of life is going away, never to return. But yet, in that condition of life, what are we doing? Just like this man, who is in such a horrifying condition of life, he sees a little bit of honey, and he thinks, oh, let me taste that honey. And he forgets for that moment. By tasting a few drops of honey, a little bit of sweetness, he forgets his horrifying condition of life. And he thinks, oh, how nice, how sweet. What is that honey? That honey is, oh, the affection that we're getting from our loved ones, from our family members, our husband, wife, children. And we forget, thinking that this danger will not come upon us, that death will not come. And we put all our hopes, all of our trust in the protection of these loved ones. So like this, Prahlad Maharaj instructed his father, Hiranyakashipu, that a person who is really, really intelligent, hidvatmapatam griham andakupam, he should give up this ignorant state of life where one is blinded by materialistic desires. And he should take shelter of Lord Hari. That means he should perform the process of pure Shuddha Bhakti. So when Hiranyakashipu heard this from his son, he became very upset. But he told to his teachers, he said, oh, just see how the enemy sometimes tries to infiltrate and tries to contaminate the minds of the young ones. Oh, now you should take him to school and you should guard him much more carefully, much more carefully. So the two teachers took him away to school. The two teachers' names were Shanda and Amarika. And these two teachers now, they try to teach Prahlad Maharaj all sociology and politics and all the normal topics that a son in a royal demonic family should learn. How to rule, how to govern, how to defeat enemies, etc. So after some time, again one day, the teachers, Prahlad Maharaj's mother...
यहीं तक हरि कथा का विश्राम हम लोग देते हैं. कल प्रहलाद महाराज जी का चरित्र और उसके बाद में जैसा जैसा हमने भक्ति का स्तर बतलाया है उसी तरह से हम लोग वर्णन करेंगे. कुछ लोग यदि श्रीमद् भागवत को सप्ताह सुनते हैं, यदि कोई व्यक्ति एक श्लोक भी रोज पाठ करे तो वो जन्म मरण से मुक्त हो जाएगा. यदि कोई व्यक्ति आधा श्लोक भी, उसका आधा एक पाद भी यदि करे तो भी उसको भक्ति होगी. किंतु 7 दिन में भागवत की कथा का प्राचलन चला हुआ है, इससे श्रेष्ठ 1 महीने वाला है. 1 महीने में जो भागवत का पाठ किया जाता है और उससे श्रेष्ठ है 1 वर्ष में, और उससे भी श्रेष्ठ है जो हम लोग कर रहे हैं. ये जीवन भर में समाप्त नहीं होगा, ये सब समय चलता रहेगा. इसलिए हम लोग तत्व को उघाड़ कर एक एक करके बतलाते हैं जिससे कि उनके हृदय में जल्दी से भक्ति प्रतिष्ठित हो जाए. इसलिए हमारी भागवत की कथा अभी शेष नहीं होगी. 2 दिन के बाद में यहाँ प्रवचन समाप्त हो जाने के बाद में फिर जब हम आएंगे इसके बाद से फिर हम आरंभ करेंगे,
इसके बाद फिजी शुरू होगा, फिजी के बाद ऑस्ट्रेलिया शुरू होगा।
इस तरह से हरि कथा चलते रहेगी। गौर प्रेमानंदे महामंत्र हरे कृष्ण।
ट्रांसलेशन, ट्रांसलेशन अनुवाद।
सो वन कैन, देयर इज अ इनिशिएटिव थिंग कॉल्ड भागवत सप्ताह, मींस हियरिंग फॉर 7 डेज। इफ वन कैन डू दैट, वन विल गेट भक्ति कार्य। बट इफ वन कैन नॉट डू दैट एंड वन कैन ओनली स्पीक वन वर्स एवरी डे, यू गेट भक्ति आल्सो। If you cannot even speak one whole verse, if you can only do half a verse or even one syllable properly, then you'll achieve devotion. Therefore, the real Bhagavatam is spoken in 7 days. But superior to that is 30 days continuous hearing. And superior to that is a 1 year continuous hearing of Bhagavatam. The Guru said the Bhagavatam we do is better than all of them because ours is continuous, it never stops. Therefore, if one can hear Bhagavatam continuously from the proper person, then bhakti will definitely enter the heart. So even though we're finishing our Harikatha today, Harikatha is actually never finished. Go Premanande!